Starting 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12 lines in the bottom on Ayin Aleph Amud Beis. That the Gemara Echini Baba Rabba Ma'ad Naharazak, Til Naharazak, Shmuel Amad Nahar Yuni. The Elba Diglas at Hecha, the south of Diglas, in the south. Rashi calls the Elb, the south in the Tigris, at Hecha. Rabba Amad Rabba says, at Bogdav Avna, Shmuel Amad Mushchani, Vilay Mushchani Beklau. Fix my Vilay Mushchani Beklau. Mushchani is not included. I'm not going to Rabba Meshmuel. Mushchani Hariki, Goyle Yuxin, it's like Bumpadisa, it's top of the line. And Lad Mushchani, Mushchani Beklau. The Tachmas Vidiglas at Hecha. The north in the Tigris to where Amrav Shmuel had a panya to saw to the bottom of panya, meaning further north. Taita panya have a chadil yosa, one is more up, chadil tich yosa. And in Rashi's opinion, up means south and down means north. Chadil shere the chadil psulo, then chadil the chadil parsa, between each one is a parsa, we could cut the adadi. They're machped at each other, but for the nur, they mush the adadi, they don't even lend fire to each other because they don't want any social contact with the manach. The Psulta, the Mishtoi, Mashon is the one that speaks the language of Mashon. The Elba Pras at Hecha, south in the Pras Tohen, Rabbi Amar Akkud at Levanki, Shmuel Amar at Gishwud, the Bay Pras to the bridge, Rabbi Yechon Amar at Maveris the Gizma. Laid Abayim, we tame Rabbi Yisrael at the Rav, because they held that Rav went too far south in the Pras. In fact, the Gemara at the Rav lied on the Shmuel, Laid. Shmuel was further south. Laid at the Rav, the Koshkin at the Shmuel was answer number one. If I say my loyal mother Rav lied on the small loyal lied, the kishu the bepras the tassoy havikoi. The bridge of bridge of pras was more north. The idnam id dalya pasoy, they moved it. So now it looks further, but when Shmuel said it, it was more up. Amalab Ayler invasive lahagis of the pras at Hecha. How about to the west of pras? Amalay my dietakumshim biram. You're worried about the city of Biram. He asked the Pumbedisa of Biram to have the Mechassim of Pumbedisa married from Biram. I'm Rabbaba Kamachloikas to Yuchsin, Kanachloikas to Yigitin. Just as the Machloikas, the boundaries of Babel for Yuchsin, is the Machloikas that God is saying, Befanenechtem, you don't have to say from Babel, where it is the boundaries of Babel. That's what Rabbi Yosef said. That's what Rabbi Papa said. Rabbi Yosef Amar, Machloikas to Yuchsin, Avalagitin, the Brakal, Arba Tinyana, the Gishra, until the second bridge. Sorry, to the second group of willow trees by the bridge. Am Rabbi Baram Chavil Yama, Tchil to the Bavo. It's the beauty of Bavo. Shunya Vegubya, Tchil to the Chavil Yama. Rabbin Amav Tetsura, also Tetsura Tanya Namihachi. Chanam and Pilkos Emich Vol Yama, Tchil to the Bavo. Shunya Vegubya, Tetsura, Tchil to the Chavil Yama. It's the beauty of Chavil Yama. Am Rabbi Baram Vidni Arab Kasoi. Kasoi mixed into it's no longer Miyucha. So Tchimar Vilay, it's not true. It's to the Bai Minai, which Rashi's first shot is. The Kusim wanted to marry in there, but Loyavale, they didn't give it to them. But the rumor went out that there's Kusim, but it's not true. Maichavayama, Rabbavazu, the Bursi, the Bursi, the Bursi, it's Prasa Bursi. Let the Gemahu Gavad, Amul Gavad, Amul Shrek Meshad. Somebody said, I'm from Shrek Meshad. I'm going to be the Kusim of Raglov. Amul Shrek Meshad, Ben Anhoris, and Medes, it's between the rivers. In fact, Gemara, Bechi, Ben Anhoris, and Medes, my Havi. I'm Rabbi, I'm Rabbi Chum, Baruch, and Yeshi, Ben Anhoris, and Gagel, Lyoksen. Considered like Pumpadisa. Now, just as an aside, I didn't speak it out during the week. Some of Farshim learned Beinan Horus doesn't mean between the Tigris and Euphrates. That's Bavo. What is the Chiddush? Beinan Horus is considered Yuchsin. We've been talking about Bavo being Yuchsin the whole time. They learned Beinan Horus is a different two sets of rivers somewhere. And what he's saying is those between those rivers is like Pumpadisa. Again, that's what some of Farshim want to say. That's the Gemara Vayter. And where is I guess it's talking about to where does it go? It goes to Iri the Kiri is the southern border. There is a strip of land. I'm Rabbi Kibarab, Rabbi Chanan, I'm Rabbi Chalosan, 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 don't listen. If I'm Eli Nafli Asam Yadi, if I'm there, then you can't trust him, not because he would lie, because we have a rule, you're not Mekabal Halacha from a person if it's Negeya him. I'm Rabbi Chalosan, I'm Rabbi Chalosan, I didn't say it, it's Rabbi Chalosan, also Shai Lechalosan, I'm Rabbi Chalosan, I'm Rabbi Chalosan, I'm Rabbi Chalosan, so once Rabbi Chalosan said it, and it wasn't Negeya him, they accepted it. Please, Rav Avakana. Now, Rav Avakana, I don't see my younger Mechalach of the cover. The Harkais of Ari Madai. This is where Nebuchadnezzar took the Aser Sashratim. Chalach Zuchalos and Chavez Zuhadai of Narkais and Zuchinzik. Ari Madai Zuchem de Chavezah, Vam Lezunahav de Chavezah. My Chavezah, Amr Shmuel Krach Mushki, Chuski, Barumki. Amr Rav Yechen of the Kul and the Psul. They were all Psul because Gayim married their daughters, and this man, the Amr holds Havlad Mamzer. Said it's good. Mushki is no good. Mushkani is good. With class alim and three ribs, the puma benchinel, talking about bubble. I'm Rabbi Yechon Zuchalosan Hadayev and Atzivim, Shepamim Balosan, Apamim Potasim. Sometimes bubble controls them and sometimes not. Baruch Hayachat Yan, I saw another animal, Damiel Ludayev, it looks like a bear, referring to the person. Son Rabbi Yechon Eloparsim. Shaykhun the Shaysim Kadayev, they eat and drink like bears. Musabalim Kadayev, and they're fat like bears. Megadlam Sayer Kadayev, and they grow hair like bears. Ve'enla Menuka Kadayev, and they don't rest. Rami Kavakosi Parsim the Rukav, when he saw a person riding a whatever animal he was riding, doesn't say which one he was riding. Amar Hainu Duvin Naida, this is the moving bear. Amar Revi Levi Harani Parsiam, show me the Persians. Because Levi was able to make Mishalim. Amar Levi Diamond Chayolish Beis David. They look like army of Beis David, frightening. Arena Chaverim, Diamond Malachi Chavala. They look like bad Malachim. Arena Yishmaelim, Diamond Lesirin Shabes Akise. They like the Shadim, the Beis Akise. Arena Tamidah Chacham Shababam. They are similar to Malachi Asharis. Kavanich and Avshin, the Rebbe, when Rebbe died, Amar, he said the following facts. Umanya Ikab Abavo, this is the city of Umanya, Kulam Anoi, he's for Amman. Gerim of Amman, Pashtas. Mizgai Ikab Abavo, Kulam the Mamzeri, it's all Mamzerim. Birk Ikab Abavo, Shnachim, yes, there's two brothers there. Shemachlif and Shasem, Zaluzer, they wife swap. Birsha the Satya Ikab Abavo, there's a Birsha the Satya, Satya means they turned away. Rayoim Sarum Akhir Mokum today they shmadded themselves. The Akhti Peri Bekiwi Bishabata, the Pira, the fish pond, overflowed with fish on Shabbos. And for us, with Sadu Bishabata, they trapped it. Some Tinu Rabaka Rabiashi put them in Kheri Bishabata and they went to Shmad. Akhur the Akhma Ikab above all, there's a city of Akhur the Akhma. Adar Bahava Yeshbo, there's a person named Adar Bahava. Rayoim Yoshe Bechekish Labram Avinu, and this is Machlekish, whether it means it was he died or. They had a bris mila. Hayayim Nailad, Rav Yehuda Babavol, today Rav Yehuda was born in Babavol. The Ramak Shemesh, Rav Yehuda, the Rebbe Shemesh, Rav Yehuda, Shemesh, Rav Yehuda, the Rav Shemesh, Rav Yehuda, the Rav Ashi. The Lamdach, She'ein Tzadik Nivta Minayil, but she never Tzadik Kambayit, until the Tzadik takes over, she never Zerach HaShemesh, Shavah HaShemesh, actually comes to Shimsha She'eli, Zerach HaShemesh, Shul Shmuel. Before She'eli's son set, Shmuel's Hashem Shmuel Ramasi, Shadam and Elkim Nair Yichba, before the Nair extinguished Shmuel Shaykh. Tziva Shem Yaakov Tziva Vitzarov. If you remember, Kibba Manuel Pum Nair, I mean the same enemies that were right of us in Eretz Yisrael, they follow us in Golos. Vahiki Navi. Now this is when Yecheskel said Nevuah, Vapaltiya Mayo, Mace, Vapal Aponai Vazik, because God cried out in a big voice, Vahimaha, Woe Hashem Elikim. Ravish Mukharam Elitaiva, he was crying out, because he wanted things better for Patayo, the Chadam Alura. And once said, he wanted things worse for Patayo. Mandam Alutaiva, he was trying to ask, why did he die so young? God, this time to the Meshan, the governor of Meshan, Chasim of Chalet Shabbat, was the Chalet Shabbat, 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 all the captives you brought, the Shabbat, the Chalet, come on. You didn't send anybody here to serve me. Why did the story let me saw you wanted to send them? You didn't know Patayo, I'm not the Chashmir, and we are Chashmir, and Nakim, and Kabok, we should stay here. Avdonezel, the husband, our servant should go there. That meaning he wanted to preserve the yichus before sending them off to Meshon. Why did he die so young? He was arriving at Hashem, Nicheskun, in his vision, saw the eastern gate, appointed Kedema facing east, in the Pesach Hashar, Esnu Chamishish. There, I saw him, and I saw his son, and I saw his father, and I saw his father, and I saw his father, and I saw. Then I was taken into the inside courtyard, in the Pesach Hashem in Ulam Mizveach. In the door of the Pesach between the front room, the antechamber, and the Mizveach was Esther Be'ach Hamish Ish, the same 25 people, Achareim Alech Hashem of Neim Kedma. Master Shnem of Neim Kedma, in the day Shachareim Kapi Mayrev. Obviously, if they're facing east, their back is to the west. Matam Alech Hashem, Lamed Shoy Matrizen, klapim mailam, afri matz miklapim mailam, meaning basically uncovered themselves and relieved themselves. And relieved themselves towards the base of Mikdash. So any period. This time the Shmuel Dhamma the Rab. So obviously he wasn't worried about the avodim. So the Gemara no raya. So they were freed. So they're no longer avodim. He's not under control. He's mafker him. He's automatically free. All these worries about Yuchsin is Rameyer's opinion. Unless you know differently, assume everybody is kosher. Let him marry a woman from Bechuzah. Said it never happened. Didn't accept it. He heard it from Rav Zidman Adah. To him, that was accurate. But this Mandi Amar holds. They'll be purified, blessed, loved. Divrei Rabbi Yaisi. The main way my entire time did not tour. I'm going to have to go never talk to Lichem on time with Hartem. I'm going to have to make Shem be called to the Sechem, be called to the Lichem. Shem will be Matairas and Tuben Abed Zara. I'm going to have to say this. I'm going to have to So it's Atairas that tells Rabbi Yaisi even when I'm Zeris. So this time the Rabbi had to say that Yeshem Mamzer, Yoshav, Mamzer, Ashtoid. That the Mamzer will settle in Ashtoid, they'll be Mamzerim. And Lord Yaitzim might be Yosha Mamzer, but Ashtoid. So the Gemara can be Tiger of Yaitzim, Yosha Mamzer, Shor, the Rochs and Barayan, they'll sit securely, the Abidami Bala Nachram, that Mamzer means they were treated like strangers. Amr of Yudah Mishmu Halachik Rav Yaitzim, Amr of Yaitzim, Elab, Amr of Yudah Mishmu Halachik Rav Yaitzim, Abi Yosha Leo, Mapik Minon Savarni, Tzorah Kularim, he would have taken out groups of shackled people, meaning, I guess, people attached to each other, a lot of mamzerim. Tana Rabbanan, Ger, Nice, and Mamzeris, Divrei Rabbi Yaisi. A Ger can marry a Mamzeris, that's Rabbi Yaisi's opinion. If you die, a Ger, lo Yisim Mamzeris. Echad Ger, Echad Meshuchar, Bechol, Mutarim, Bekehenes, Mr. Kehenes is not restricted from marrying anybody that Israelis can marry. By the time Rabbi Yaisi, Chamishi colleagues see him, that's five colleagues. Chad Lekahanim, Chad Lelevim, to tell me that they can marry, that a mamzer can't marry a kayan can't marry a mamzeres, and a loivi can't marry a mamzeres, and the opposite as well. V'chadli Yisraelim, that's three. V'chadli Mibzi mamzer b'shtuki, v'chadli Mibzi shtuki b'mam Yisrael, meaning it has to be a kol vadai and a mamzer vadai. And therefore there's no other one, so there's no one to say that the mamzer can't marry a ger. Kal gerim li yikri kol. Rabbi Yehuda, three pshatim the Gemara gives in Rabbi Yehuda. Shot number one is Kahanim Leviim Echad Kol Nafki. Kahanim Leviim learned that from one call. Yafli LeKal Gerim, so he has an extra one for Kal Gerim. Ibai say Melchanami Trei Kolin. I need two for Kahanim Leviim. But Mamzer B'Shtuki Shtuki B'Yisrael Echad Kol Nafka. But that the fact that a Mamzer can marry Shtuki and the Shtuki can marry Yisrael is learned from one pasuk. Loyavim Mamzer B'Kal Hashem Mamzer Vadahud Loyavai. Only a definite Mamzer can marry in. A Mamzer Suffer Yavai. So you don't need it, so he has an extra call because of that. People say, Mahani Nami Trey calling in my 2-2. The time of Yehuda, he has a sixth call, Mahacha. A call, Chugagas Machem, with a Ger Agar. Rabbi Yossi, Chugagas is the Indian between call and Ger. It says Chugagas, which means the call is not going on Ger. Echad Ger, Echad Meshucha, Bechol, Motorim, Bekahanis. The side of Rav, this is a proof to Rav. Number of Yehuda, Rav, who's your Xeris, Linus, and Lipsulim. A woman does not have a restriction for marrying people that can't marry Kehanim. She can marry the male version of a Kiyaris, a Meshuchreres, and a Chalal. Darish of Zerim and Mechuzah. Zerim Mutab and Mamzeres. So even though there were a lot of Mamzerim there, but they were very insulted by that. They stoned him with their esregim. It's really not right. You don't stone people with esregim. The verb stone, I don't know. They threw esregim at him.
They pelted him.
They pelted, thank you very much. They pelted him with their esregim. Why did he say it there? Makes them feel like second-class citizens. They gave him silk. They were so happy. He just ruined it. First you made us feel good, and then you pulled the rug out. I meant good. You have more options. The hookah said, "Gam multi mechanis, multi mechanis, multi mechanis." The hookah said, "Sherus nusul absulim," because a kohen can't marry a geyrus, but a ger can marry a kohenus. Multi mechanis. Krib yaisi that we say ger kal gerim lo ikri kohol. Eilu hein shnuki. By the way, the Beis Shmuel says, and this is pashtus, that even though a ger is multi mechanis, it's very not encouraged. It's discouraged because we have no interest in being barba mamzerim. Meaning, halachically it's permissible, but the result is more mamzerim in the world. We'd rather not have more mamzerim in the world, so we would discourage a ger to marry from mamzeris. Not because he's not allowed to, but because we don't like the result that comes out of it. So therefore, if a 75-year-old ger wants to marry a 74-year-old geiris, that would be fine and we wouldn't get involved. I'm sorry, a ger wants to marry a mamzeris, then we wouldn't be involved because there's no children. But if there's a chance of children, we discourage it. And he doesn't know his father. Biblically speaking, a shtuki is kosher. My time up. Now the truth is, Rava didn't even have to say anything, but that the pasuk said a shtuki is kosher. But Rava is trying to show you that logically, even without the gzeres hakosef, a shtuki would be kosher. Because Rav Sher Metzla, Umiyat Psula Metzla. Because most people are kosher. So there's go by Rive, she's kosher. So the man went to the woman, called the parish Meruba parish. We go by Rive, and it's kosher. That makes it the man was kabuah. Meaning, even if you know for sure that she went to him, and therefore there's no Rive at all, but the pasuk said Pasuk is mutter. Rava just threw in that if you went to her, you don't even need the pasuk. But if she went to him, so let's say we know she went to him. We know this woman was mezana in the man's house. We just don't know who the man is. So there, the Rav is not a factor anymore. So now, it's a pasuk that says it. Rava is saying, if you went to her, I don't even need the pasuk. Matam amishtuka pasuk, zereshem yisachaisim yavim. He might marry his sister from his father, meaning his father might have married a woman, had a girl, and he ends up marrying her, not knowing that this is his paternal sister. And let me add to Shtuki Shtukis for Yisus, you shouldn't marry a Shtukis. Shem Yisachai Semiyavit. So I think about Kol Yehani Mitzani Vazli. You think what this guy fathered so many Shtukim? So I think about Bas Shtukis for Yisus. But if the mother was a Shtukis, he shouldn't marry the daughter because maybe the father married the Shtukis and had a daughter and it's paternal sister. Shem Yisachai Semiyavit.
Elo Mashkicha.
The whole thing is not shchiach. But it's a ma'ala b'yuchsin. Yes.
Can you explain how we increase the probability that it's his sister?
Increase the probability.
Why are we concerned? The second case is Mary the Shtuk, Bas Shtukis. What does that mean?
Right.
What does that mean?
Again, he can't marry a Bas Yisroel because we're afraid the Bas Yisroel had the same father as he did. Right? That was the Xera.
Okay.
Forget about Bas Shtukis for a second. He can't marry a Bas Yisroel. That's why the Rabbanan stepped in and said he can't marry a Bas Yisroel. But the Rabbanim let him marry a Shtukis, right?
Yes.
A Shtuki can marry a Shtukis. There's no Issa Rabbanim.
Right.
So the Gemara wants to know why. So the Gemara answered because there's no Chashash. It's the same father. Not even a remote Hashash. Because people don't go around fathering Shtukim. In fact, the Gemara, but he's allowed to marry a Bas Shtukis. Because a Bas Shtukis, halachically, is like a Shtuki. Because her mother was a Shtukis. So we shouldn't let him marry a Bas Shtukis, because there is a fear that the father is his father.
Why? How did? Why did that automatically now increase the probability that his father? That's his father.
It's not probability. Can he marry a Bas Yisrael?
The chances.
Let's stop for a second. Can he marry a Bas Yisrael?
He cannot marry a Bas Yisrael.
Why?
Because it might be a sister.
Is it probable?
Is it probable? Okay, so the Gemara says it's not so shchiach. Well, so what? If you're not, is it now more?
Did the Gemara, did you think it was probable or a chance?
It's just, do you think a man go around just being mazana with him and, you know, married men? But mean somebody who marries
again,
him? Oh, you mean?
You're not listening to me. Can he marry a Bas Yisrael?
A Shtuki cannot marry a Bas Yisrael. No.
Why?
Well, meet a Raisa.
Again, Zera. Why?
Zera, because he could. Maybe it's his sister.
Is it probable?
No, it's not probable, but maybe. Made it Zera.
A chance.
Yeah.
Did Stuki marry a Stukis?
Yes, the Mishnah says yes.
Okay, so is there a chance that it's his sister?
There's just as much chance. Before?
No, it's not. No, the Gemara answers it's less chance. Because the chance that a father to Shtukim is like off, it's like so remote that even we're not conscious for that.
So that's a Shtukis. But the Bas Shtukis, the
now
husband, we know who the husband
can he marry
is.
Hold a second. Hold. Can he marry a Bas Shtukis?
Bas Shtukis? He can, yes.
He can marry. He can marry because he has halacha of a shtuki, which her mother was a shtukis. But this bas shtukis came from a marriage, not from a znus.
We know who her father is, but not her grandfather. We don't know who her grandfather is, but we know who her father is.
Father, again, can he marry a bas shtukis?
Can he marry a bas shtukis? Yes, he can, but why could that be her sister?
Hold a second. Okay. That Bas Shtukis come from a marriage or from a znus?
A marriage.
So why should he be able to marry her? Maybe that man married the Shtukis is the father of the Shtuki. Just like he can't marry a Bas Yisrael because maybe the father is his father, why can he marry a Bas Shtukis? Why aren't we afraid that the father is his father? It's a marriage.
So the chances become more because he may have fathered him also?
Not more. But the same as a regular Jewish girl.
Oh, as a regular Jewish girl. Oh, because it came from marriage. Okay, this is... Oh, I hear this now. Now I understand. Okay.
If she had a mamzeres, you wouldn't find out about it. She wouldn't throw him out. By it could be a tarusis who have no place to be tailored on. And some that their husbands out of town. Even they kapnuya, they're single girls. They can have the machmas for oven, and there's those because of famine have a palga. So it's 50-50 chance. You think that two babies thrown out in the street are thrown out by the same father or the same mother? Bata Sufi Laisa. But the Bata Sufi, somebody married an Asufis, the daughter of that Asufis is an Asufi, and that was through a marriage. Shem Yisa Chaisai. Hello, Laishriach. How can I be Laishriach? Well, my last name is Yuxa. Don't think about my time around Muna Matsumal. You found the baby with a bris mila. Eba Mishum Asufi. Mishalti Admoy of the limbs are put together well. Eba Mishum Asufi. Chayiv Mishcha Malikukli has oil and makeup. Rabbi Chumi, he has these things around his neck, knots, that prevent illness. Tali Piska, which is a amulet of writing, Tali Kamei, an amulet of herbs, Emem Shemasufi. Tali Medikla, if he's on a day tree, Matile Chai, if he's reached by an animal, Yeshwem Shemasufi, Lav, Emem Shemasufi. Zardis is Smicha Lamata, a sorb tree near a city, Yeshwem Shemasufi, because a lot of Matikin around. Lav, if it's not near a city, Emem Shemasufi. Make Nishta Smicha Lamasha, Shikha by Rab, Emem Shemasufi, because Matikin stay around. And Lav, Yeshwem Shemasufi, and everybody should have a wonderful, wonderful.